Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Janine Martel Morris, Kathy McLeod, Lane Lloyd, Emma Crisp, Nikki Knight, Carly Sherber, Emily Phelps, Sheena Gerstenberger, Mika Kaditz, Miranda Waters. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards. Welcome to episode 104 of the Rusty Quill Gaming Podcast. I'm your host and GM, Alex Newell, and with me today I have...
Bryn Monroe.
Nydia Nicholas.
Ben Meredith.
And Helen Gould.
And who are you playing?
Sasha Rackett.
Chris Optrick Amsterdam.
Hamidzilla Harun Altaham.
And Azu.
You know what?
Skills.
You know what? You guys are getting well good at it.
But anyone who's actually just joining us this episode, first of all, why? We're 104 episodes in.
Stop being mean to new listeners.
But also, that's going to be a really confusing intro.
I might return to normal after that. That was your sort of your graduation test. You all passed. You're allowed to play your characters. We don't have to can the entire season.
Yay!
So... we are going to pick up where we left off. You are investigating simulacrum shenanigans in Damascus, and you are currently scoping out...
Is it a demolition?
Do we just want to blow up the whole thing?
You are currently scoping out Crank Industries, which is guarded by super sus people, is a super sus place, and just in general screams, come investigate me.
Heist!
But also, well, what we could do is we could heist bombs in there and then blow it up.
I don't know if I can put my bombs on a timer.
You can't. No. It explicitly states that they expire to stop people doing exactly that.
We'll need, like, special demolition bombs.
I mean, unless the factory makes bombs, in which case that problem solves itself.
It probably does, to be honest.
Well, we don't know if we need to explode it yet.
Yeah, but why not?
We need to investigate. Because that's a bad thing to do on top of a mountain.
What I am going to do
better
is...
better than in the middle of a city.
Yeah.
What I am going to do is describe the stakeout and how things unfold rather than have to RP stuff. But I do need to know, are you doing this all from a single location? Or are you going to try and do a lap of the place? How do you want to scope it out? And then I can tell you what you see.
Sasha's going to take control because this is what she's done 1,000 times.
Yes.
And we'll say, so she's going to do a lap of the place.
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
And tell everyone else to stay still, apart from maybe Hamid, who's allowed to go near if he's invisible. She's going to ask also Azu if she can do anything to stop glowing. I don't think Grizzop glows, does he?
No, also, hang on a minute. I'm pretty good at sneaking. I am. That'll prove it.
Make a sneak check.
If you're going to grunt, you have to grunt into the microphone. There you go.
I want to make a sneak check.
Well, tell me what you need to wanting to do for just generic sneaking.
I just crouch and he's gone.
Right.
Oh.
Close your eyes, count to 10.
I would never do that.
Come on, I just want to. Hide and seek. The game.
Blank stare. You make yourself vulnerable.
No.
Then.
So one person closes their eyes and counts, and the other people playing try and go and hide, and then the person seeking, who's the person who's counted, has to try and find them. The reason they close their eyes is so that they can't see where the people go.
Yeah.
Because otherwise.
Yeah, like this. One, two.
No, I understand the counting part. I understand. That's fine. Right. All right. As a test, sure.
Ready or not, here I come. Oh, you're there.
You're not very good at sneaking, are you, Grizzle?
You shouldn't be hiding.
All right, fair. We just haven't had a chance to sneak. Yeah, right. Sure. Right. Okay. Closes her eyes.
I'm hiding too.
26.
26 on the sneak, Hamid.
17.
What do I roll?
Perception check for when you...
you're not used to being this side.
Okay, 11, so 23.
And you got 26, six. Right? Grizzop manages to hide. Hamid does not.
It's not, like, trivial. It's not like I'm just standing in front of you.
Hands over your eyes.
It's quick. I'm like, I'm better when I'm invisible.
Does that mean she just doesn't find Grizzop at all? Or
I think it's probably takes her a long time.
Well, technically speaking, that means you don't find Grizzop.
In the context of the game.
In this context, yeah, he hides very well.
All right.
You find him because you've run out of places to check rather than because he hid poorly.
Fair.
Yeah. How noisy is your armour? That's an out-of-character question.
Not very, it's agile.
He'd specifically chosen so that it doesn't cripple him when he comes
mechanically,
to
mechanically, I have a -3 armour penalty check instead of the rest of it. And because I'm a small goblin, I get a +8 natural bonus to stealth.
I apologise. What armour do you have? Do you have...
I have an agile.
So you roll something more like a 1 falling out of the limo than a 0.
Rather than a -20 million.
Yes.
Okay, so that's probably... So that means that your armour check penalty is -3. So you'll probably want to make a... It applies to a bunch of different skills. If you just put -3 like there to remind us,
we'll remember.
We'll be able to work it out.
So yeah, Grizzop's fairly sneaky. So what's the plan, Sasha?
Okay, so we're scouting out around the perimeter.
Audio format. Who's where?
Well, the three of us that can sneak at all. Hamid, you're on a short operation while you got invisible.
I was going to save that for later.
All right, then don't. Grizzop, you're taking half. I'll take the other half.
All right.
We're looking for entrances and for anything suspicious.
Also, be good to kind of get a note of the patrol patterns.
I mean, that's a longer job, but yeah, sure. Get an idea.
Just make sure there's nothing unexpected. I mean, that's what I'll be watching from for.
Okay, well, you do that, and, I mean, checking the changing of the guards in just a couple of hours, it's not gonna give you something could surprise you.
How long are you willing to recon? That's all I need to know.
Until past dark.
It's
only like 1 p.m. or something.
Yeah, so we've got like 4 or 5 hours until we get back and start having a plan.
We're doing a proper job.
Yeah. I mean, you're quite near the equator, so it might even be longer than that. So you've got a while.
We've got 6 hours to scout out around, look at where patrols go.
Then you will have no penalties for trying to rush it.
And
can I get...
We'll ask Azu if she can not glow. Is that something you can do?
Can I not glow? I don't actually... Do I have a dimmer?
Hamid, can you costume cupboard help us here?
Can I get you to try a... It doesn't come up a lot. Use magic device.
It's down the bottom.
Ooh, I have a thing in it. 20.
Yes, you can. You've never done it, but you're like... I mean... Yeah, actually, I probably should. I don't know why you'd want to.
you're sneaking, Azu. It's a thing. You want to not be able to be seen. No, seeing is good, but being seen, not good, right?
Right, okay.
So, because everyone saw...
Also heard, can you be smaller and quieter?
Because everyone is splitting up, can I get a separate sneak check from everyone for just their entire recon?
Oh, by the way, look after this.
I'll take my armour off.
Yeah, sure.
All of it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm wearing clothes underneath.
Okay.
Ultimate stealth.
I'm going to stay with Azu, but yeah, just keep watching from here.
Sure. Give me the sneak checks, please.
For goodness sake.
Sasha's on.
So I got a 19.
Okay.
Plus
or everything. I'll just write everything.
19 plus 19 is 38.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Because it is.
You should have lent your cloak to Grizzop to even you out a bit.
No, she's impressed by Grizzop. Grizzop doesn't need any help.
I get 9 plus 12, so 21.
Okay. And Hamid?
Just the d20.
So I'm staying still, but I can still roll the stealth check if you want.
I thought you were doing a sort of short distance.
Oh, yeah, short distance one, I guess.
Probably can't.
Yours is a lower DC to hit, basically.
17.
17. Very good call putting him on the short distance, then. You have successfully...
Not been spoiled?
Roll me a sneak check and just don't get a 1.
Okay. Oh, but this is Helen.
I'm just watching the bags. I'm not even doing anything. I could get mistaken for a boulder.
Or an extremely loud sneeze.
Oh, yeah, as with me, sneeze the same. Okay, so that's...
Avalanche.
So your stealth 16. Effect is -4.
What?
Yep.
Well, -1 for your dexterity and -3 for your armour. So a total of -4 to stealth.
So that's 12.
Yeah, you're fine. You're good.
There's a reason we let you watch the bags.
I didn't realise I was that bad at sneaking.
But consider your AC. That's the trade-off.
Okay.
We are real hard to hit.
So you all managed to hit the required DCs by like 1 or 2. So that's nice.
What on earth was I supposed to do if I rolled lower than 38?
So here's the thing. What you've done is you've hit the max tier for me to give you extra info.
Yay! Yay!
For everyone else, you hit the minimum tier required to not get noticed. So, good job!
Fantastic.
Can all everyone winning. Give me perception checks for what you notice, please?
22.
God, I can't roll above a 10 today.
Mm. Why? What did you roll?
4. So 15.
Oh, look, I removed that from your dice.
Thanks.
And Helen?
9 total.
9 and Sasha?
26 total.
26. Good. I'm going to do these from bottom to top.
Mm-hmm.
You see nothing, but that's actually a good thing. So what that means that you've discerned is that they don't have an extended patrol that is sort of patrolling the big, wider areas. They're not doing random spot checks.
Yeah.
So not seeing something is bizarrely sort of a positive result. A negative result is still a result.
Yeah.
Hamid, you see from your perspective that there is probably... You know what I'm going to say? You are able to see the guard post. You're able to see that they cycle through who's on the patrol and so on to keep people vaguely aware. They're not being very stereotypical. They're actually, like, looking to see if people are coming near. Like, they're not even playing cards. It's rubbish.
And their uniforms don't even slightly cover their faces.
Uniforms? What uniforms?
Do any of them regularly go off to urinate in a bush on their own?
No, it's weird. Really weird. And then there's this one moment where there's like a piece of rock falls because a bird lands, right? And instead of them going, it's probably the wind, they like, two of them go look and two of them stay behind. It's really weird. But anyway, you do discern that
we'll probably have to kill them all.
They are doing
that. I can help with.
They are doing laps of the perimeter, but close to the fence. And the person who is on perimeter always has two dogs. They swap who has the dogs, so they are all familiar with the dogs. In total, you think across the whole exterior, you've seen, and obviously, Sasha, you have this as well, you've seen probably 10 people, but it is, like, always 4 at the front, and the rest are on patrol. There is one extra thing, which is that a delivery turns up at one point.
Ooh.
A covered cart turns up. It is drawn by a pair of draft horses that stops. They stop, they examine it properly, they examine underneath, they examine what's inside. You see the thing's full of meat. And yeah, they dig around, they poke
it. That again is really suspicious, you guys.
They stab it with like...
This is like the
skewers and stuff.
Suspiciousest of
they
things.
Stab the meat.
They like get skewers
make sure no one's inside
and they stab
the meat.
It. To check.
Just maybe for fun.
If I was going to try in,
yeah,
try and sneak in as a meat delivery, I'd cover myself in a layer of meat, and they foiled that plan that I didn't have.
I get that. It just sounds very fun.
So, Sasha, what you notice is it's in, like, to your professional eye, and because you've had more chance to look around and so on, it's really professionally done, even if they make a couple of minor mistakes.
Mm.
And the mistakes are them banking on who's coming to the top of a mountain to do this place. Like, honestly, the fact it's so far out is doing the majority of the work for them. The fencing is in good condition.
Damn it.
The warehouses are more than a quick sprint to the warehouse wall from the fence.
Curses.
You discern that, yes, there's the same number of guards as what Hamid said. One of them patrols on the inside of the fence and one of them patrols on the outside of the fence, but staggered. They're not next to one another.
This is going to be tricky.
There is, however, one major flaw which they appear not to have been able to do much about.
Yeah.
There is an outcrop sufficiently close to the fencing that you reckon that with careful timing... If you are either very acrobatic and skilled, you could do a running leap and maybe hop over the fence and then get the inside, sprint to the warehouse wall and use its cover from a patrol. Or, if you're less sneaky, maybe if someone was to distract or otherwise delay one of the guard patrols, you could run a rope over the fence from that bluff. But that there is no version of events. Their patrol is too quick for you to do that. Unless someone is distracting a guard.
Trixie.
So either someone very skilled can go in on their own using that bluff, or as a unit you could get more people in, but at least one of them is going to be running interference and distraction. And in your opinion, distraction is introducing an element. It's kind of a balancing act. More people inside is good, but on the flip side, if they know that there is something afoot, they aren't the kind of people to go, oh, how strange. They'll probably do things like send someone to look with some dogs and with a partner and stuff, so it's difficult. Once you're inside, There is a negative, which is that there's a lot of empty space between the warehouses, which is exposed. But you also notice that they have little to no lighting. Mm. So in, like, proper dark, if the moon is covered or something similar...
Can we cover the moon?
It's like...
Mr. Burns.
If it's a dark night, yeah, it'll actually do you a service. There's nothing in the way, and no one's going to be able to see that far. However, if it is a bright night, it is...
So what you're saying is we should get the dark night on our side.
Yeah. I mean, that'd help, because... If only there was someone who had, like, a cloak of the... something. I don't know.
Fly onto the roof.
That would solve the majority of your problems. Cloak of... like... Cloak of the marsupial,
cloak of the rodent,
cloak of the sparrow. I don't know. There's something.
And
out
it can
there.
Just make us all invisible.
Yeah. Really?
Oh, all of us.
Oh, you do notice no magic users on the external perimeter. Ooh. No one casts a spell. No one does detect magic or anything like that.
Okay, maybe we should detect magic in case something really clever is going on.
Do I notice anything?
So, what you notice is there is one of the guards who you think is a weak link. Where everyone's super, super on it, but this one guard, they're kind of on it, and you notice that when all of the other guards are not in sight, they kind of are a little bit, can't be bothered with this. They still do their patrol, but there is clearly a weak link in this group, because anytime someone is coming around a corner, so all stand up straight and get ready, and then the second they're not, they kind of slump down. Their patrols take a little bit longer.
So what's their job? Are they one of the war patrollers, or?
Well, they cycle who's in the front box and who's on the war patrol. So he cycles through, but whenever he's alone, he's also very easily recognisable. He's completely bald, like polished bald, but he's clearly the weak link in that group.
Okay.
But everything else is you mostly spotting things that confirm what Sasha says, with the exception of that bluff, because it's around the far side.
Well, then, to avoid duplication of information, I'll just recommend that we try and get in when that guard is doing the patrol, because we'll probably get a bit of an easier time.
I'm going to jump to, you are all reconvened at your spot. It is not yet dark, but sun is in the process of setting as you are talking.
I'm putting my armour into my bag of holding.
Mm-hmm.
Because if Sasha's saying we might need to do some acrobatics, then I don't want to be wearing my armor.
Right, these guys are unfortunately not rubbish. How much invisible do you have, Hamid?
Well, I could make all of us invisible. It lasts about 6 minutes, I would say.
And how many times can you do that?
I can cast that spell 6 times.
On all of us, 6 times?
No, 6 times total.
All right. So if me and Grizzop jumped in, you two could walk in the front invisible.
Yeah, I mean we wouldn't. You know, they can still hear us potentially.
Ah, so you could.
And the barrier isn't just a sort of standard pole, it does have things dangling underneath and so on. So you are doing things like hopping a barrier. Yeah.
Sorry. And I also find it funny how the chair squeaks as I laugh.
I mean,
I did forget one extra fact, which is that you see mundane, not magical, you do see bells set at periodic intervals around the complex. Around the perimeter and a pair by the front gate. The one by the front gate is obviously bigger, but yeah, they are just mundane bells, though. They're not.
So
they don't seem to be
some
wired
kind of
or anything.
String, so that if you cross it, I assume.
No. It looks
like
to be
warning bells.
Yeah, it looks to be just.
The thing is I personally am not capable of planning a heist, but Sasha would be. So this is tricky.
You also spot that the bells are keyed differently, so if a bell rings, they'll know where.
Oh my gosh! How. Why did you make them good, Alex? We're not good. Okay.
That's where we really need to play playing Blaze in the Dark.
No, I don't think anyone's particularly interested in Sasha just jumping in and doing it all herself.
What I could say is, could you give me
a planning check.
Could you give me a raw intelligence check, please?
Oh, dear.
I mean, you're quite intelligent, though.
She is. 13.
13?
Mm.
You reckon rusty. If one of you, either you or Grizzop, was to use that bluff to get into the compound first...
Yes, so if we jumped in...
And then the remainder were to be invisibled. That would cut down the time enough that you could probably get in completely undetected. But you think it'll need that extra element of either you or Grizzop in first. Mm. Sort of, you know what I mean? Stringing
right.
the rope without
Grizzop,
anyone
how
noticing
jumpy
and
do you
then
feel?
Sending people yeah. across.
Right, Grizzop, how jumpy do you feel today?
Not as jumpy as you, but still reasonably jumpy.
I mean, what was the makeup of the fence? Could you slit a hole in it?
A guard would find it.
Another fact... I just keep adding things. This isn't security. It isn't just all warehouses. There is, as there was with Ratchets, there is a central administration building, which is in the middle.
That's the one that we're going for, right?
Have we... Yes. Well, maybe. It depends what we want to find.
Well, I'm thinking that just... we want to look in a couple of warehouses and go to the admin place first. And then
that's made me think. Have we seen people moving between warehouses? Have we seen people leaving work?
The
have we seen them going to bed?
The only people you have seen inside the complex, there was the meat delivery. Someone came out of administration, signed for it, did a check themselves.
Were they a human?
They were a human as well.
Right.
Then they gestured for the thing to be taken round the side, and they went back inside. Sasha, you would have seen, they take it round the back.
Hmm.
The person who went inside actually comes out, and they just took the meat from the thing, placed it in a shed, effectively, like a storage shed, but it is a sealed one, near the administration building. And then they did a few runs to different warehouses.
So something...
There's one person to your eye in there.
So something is doing the work that eats meat but ain't a person.
In the warehouses.
Well, that's what I'm thinking.
It certainly seems possible. It's weird, isn't it? The whole thing is just...
giving me the creeps.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, so then we'll probably want to get into the admin building, right? Because if we go into one of those warehouses and whatever it is eating all the meat finds us, then we might have a pretty bad time.
I think we need to do both, but I guess the admin building first.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if we can take out the administrator...
You didn't see them take any meat in the building, in the admin building. They only took them to the other warehouses, and not even all of them.
Right, I think that's a plan. Right, so you...
If we were on one side of the compound, could you hit a bell on the other side of the compound with an arrow?
Yeah.
I like it.
That's a good idea.
All right, you and me, Grizzle, we'll get in there. Then Hamid's plan, shoot something on the other side, while the dumb guard you told us about is going around.
Yeah.
We'll get these guys over while they're invisible, and then we'll dash into the shadows of a warehouse.
All right.
We'll wait for cover of darkness and move behind the outcropping.
The nearest warehouse to the bluff, because it had to be, is Warehouse 13.
That's ominous.
Great. Brilliant. Brilliant. Love Thanks,
it.
Alex.
Great. Loving it. Great. All right. That sound like a plan?
Distant are the warehouses from each other?
He said more than a short sprint.
I would say...
No, he said more than a short sprint from the exterior fence to the warehouses.
He's right. So from the exterior fence to the warehouses is a little bit more than 100 feet.
But yeah, the distance between the warehouses.
Distance between the warehouses is about half that.
Mm.
Yeah, still slightly more than you want.
You could.
That's a round of movement. Yeah.
It's a full round of movement from one warehouse to the next.
We will be fighting our way out. Pretty definitely.
To be fair.
Which is why we're getting the big guys
in. I guarantee if you make it in and out undetected, you are definitely levelling.
To be honest.
We're levelling up either way.
That don't seem
to... We'll get XP for killing them too.
You will get a lot of bonus XP for doing
bringing
it on
Azu in means fighting our way out. There is no way that we sneakily get out.
I can save an invisibility spell potentially.
Yeah, but
we'll see.
No, well look, if we're inside,
but that's
we have
fine.
If we're inside, we have a drop on them. There's only like six guards. We'll easily take them all
there's
out.
There's 10.
But the 10 guards, it doesn't
and there
matter.
There might be more inside the building.
Unless they all swarm
and there's whatever's eating the meat.
Yeah, but again,
I think we'll do it.
If we get the drop on them, take them out one by one. I'm not saying we all get into the middle of the camp and have a brawl.
Oh.
I quite like that. You're in the middle of the camp.
Barney! Anyone come in?
But really, I could do that.
Yeah, it sounds great. Yeah,
because do we still need a distraction?
Well, we've got a distraction. Grizzop's going to distract by shooting an arrow, and then
So,
all right.
So far, the plan I'm hearing is Sasha and Grizzop leap into the complex.
Yep.
Just using the old acrobatics.
Yep.
Grizzop then inside the complex fires a bow to hit a bell at the very, very far end. You might have to go into the complex
a bit
in order
to sneak
through. Obviously. When that bell rings, they'll obviously go look at that one. You will then get the remainder of the party in from that bluff.
Yep.
And then you're all in. Admittedly, the guards have heard a bell ring, but you are all still in, which is
something.
Yep,
we're all in. And at that point, we should still have all the invisibility spells.
Yeah. And then we split up and some of us look at a warehouse.
Well, are we not? So I'm not going to cast invisibility when I hear the bell ring to get the two of us in.
I mean, there's a rope. It won't make the rope invisible, will it?
So, I am going to take a break here whilst we hash out the very fine details, but I think you've managed to put together a plan nonetheless.
Well, yeah. Best plan!
Yes.
Go team, everyone.
Okay. Sun sets. The moon rises.
Oh, how much moon?
Moon. And then is slightly overcast.
Yay! Mm. No moon! Bye,
so
moon.
It's not...
No moon.
It's not worst case scenario, but similarly, you could have done with some proper cloud. It's okay. Could have been worse.
Medium moon.
So, I'm guessing Sasha and Grizzop first?
Yep.
Who wants to go first out of the two of you?
I'll go.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I get a sneak and an acrobatics from you? It doesn't matter the order they happen simultaneously.
So my sneak, I only rolled a 5, but fortunately that is 24.
Okay. And your acrobatics?
Oh, I got a natural 20.
Well, let's just say that turns out that scoping the place out ahead of time and picking the guard who will offer the lowest DC for perception is a good call.
Does she actually do an extra flip while going? Like, ridiculous. Just barely. No one can see it. It's so dark.
She leaps hand first onto the top of the fence, twirls a few times in handstand mode, dismounts, raises her hands like an acrobat.
And no one sees because she did really well on stealth.
As he raises a thing that says 10 on it.
Grizzop, you're up. I need a stealth check and an acrobatic check.
So my stealth check is... 14. I rolled a 2.
Mm-hmm. And your acrobatics?
3, so that's 9.
Oh, I should have lent the cloak.
No. Mercy of the D20. This is the thing.
Right. Also, you say lend the cloak. That
wouldn't have done anything.
That's the thing.
So now what I'm going to do is you've hit the DC for the guard to get a perception check. That's how I've been doing this. What was your sneak?
14.
You just get away. So how it lands, you don't manage to make it into the compound, though. So you do a big running leap for the acrobatics, and it's you just misjudge it, a stone move, something like that. You fall fractionally short, but that does still mean bang into the fence. Ow. You hear the distinct sound of a guard going...
A dog's ear twitches.
Yeah, they start accelerating, but you have enough time to get up, leg it, basically, back up to the bluff. The guard turns up and is now at the bluff.
His little cone of perception.
He's swinging from side to side. The exclamation mark goes from red to yellow to green.
One guy and two dogs.
Just there.
And we're behind the bluff.
Yeah, well. He cannot see any of you, but he is just sort of looking around.
Maybe the meat's just for the dogs.
Hamid is poised with a spell on his fingertips. Dogs.
I'm not getting stealth checks from any of you because you are already planted. He then does eventually move on. This was definitely, though, you can tell that it was because you've picked the one who was a bit lazy.
Cool. I will now take 10 for both of those things, because I should have done that first.
You can't. There's too much pressure to take 10 in
this
situation.
I'll just re-roll them then. Stealth is a natural 1, and 22 for the acrobatics.
So you get in. That's the worst combination, because then you're inside.
So the natural 1 is still a 13, but...
You're inside, but everyone's having a party.
Yeah.
So you are inside. Sasha, you're inside. Yeah. Where are you inside, by the way?
In the shadow of... Actually, how are the warehouses shaped? Is there somewhere she can climb? If there's a warehouse and then the roof's coming over, she would clamber
up.
Yes,
there are ways for you to climb, but it isn't an easy climb because they have a lot of smooth corrugated iron and so on.
Yeah, the point would be to be somewhere that someone couldn't immediately look, so she's not immediately next to it, but is up a little way.
You've managed.
Grizzop,
you make it inside. However, again, it's just a bit of a noisy landing.
Yep.
The guard comes running back. What are your intentions once you're inside? You know that you've botched the stealth.
Does the fence? Is it chain link all the way to the? Is it chain link?
No, it's bars.
Okay. Does it have a solid base?
Yes.
I will push myself up because I'm tiny. Small. Push myself up against that solid base. Also, I have not missed advantage more than in that situation.
I know, right? Exactly when you would have had advantage because you did the legwork. Give me another stealth check.
That's better. That's a 24.
Ooh, the guy takes the time to look, though. So, he comes running back.
We should have planned for Hamid to put invisibility.
There's definitely some dogs barking, and he comes running back. Another guard comes from around the side where the entrance is. And then the two guards are there with a pair of dogs, and they are looking at one another. And I'm not going to RP it, but you do hear the bald one's okay, something's definitely up. What? Don't know, haven't seen something, so it's definitely up. And they're like, okay, cool, complete your control, we're going to double patrols, and we will send someone warehouse to warehouse and just check everything's all right. They're like, okay, all of this is panning out about two feet from you,
yeah,
because you are completely flat, plastered right up against the border, and there's just a little guttering overhang, and they're doing that wonderful movie thing, you know, where the camera like is looking past your face at them having a conversation.
Mm. And see the grimace of terror.
Smile of fear.
The grimace that goes ear to ear.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, they set off together. So you have managed to make it in without them specifically seeing you. They know there is something up this evening and they have increased guard patrols as a result, but you are both inside.
Sasha appears next to you. Shall I roll for that?
No, you're fine. Like, the guards have moved on. It was just this entrance. You've got a few minutes before the next one's come.
Let's get the rope in right now.
Yeah, or, shall I do the bell?
Yeah, dash off that way.
Okay.
I'm going to go do the bell.
Sure. In which case, then, you don't need to do an attack roll because obviously you're just going to place and take the time to do it. You'll take 10. I am going to need you to do one more sneak attack because you're basically traversing the length of the compound.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, wait, for this, Sasha will lend you the cloak.
Oh,
she'll
okay.
Take it off and put it on you.
Sure.
Cool. Okay, in which case that goes up by 5, so that means I've got a bonus of 17, plus that 5 is a 22.
Yep. You make it across the compound. So, you make it across the compound, line up the shot. I'm not going to get you to do attack rolls or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Last chance, you fire.
Yes, I'm going to try and do it so that the arrow deflects the bell and just goes away.
Okay, I am going to make you do an attack roll for that then. If you... fail, though, I'm not going to have you miss. It is just going to be this is if you succeed well enough, you do manage to skit it off the bell and disappear it.
Cool. Ooh, I need to hit the table first. It's a natural 20.
Yeah! We needed that!
Total of 31.
You skim it perfectly. It rings out loud, clear, and quite low. So it's one of the larger bells, and it just disappears off into the distance. They are not finding that thing at all.
Azu and I hear the bell and start sprinting for the fence.
You hear it loudly and clearly.
By the time you turn up, the rope is over.
Yep, you can take 10 on that because you've taken the time to get the timings right. Mm.
What does take 10 mean?
Ah, okay, so, reminder
this must have been a very confusing
So for new listeners,
I assume this is a good thing.
For new listeners as well, so there are things called take 10 and take 20, which are meant to speed the game along. How take 10 works is if you are not under time pressure, you can just say that you rolled a 10, which is the exact average. So for this one, because you put the time in at the start, to like check everything and recon and blah, 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 I'm okay to remove that time pressure. If you hadn't have done that, there would be a time pressure. You couldn't take that. Taking 20 is where you have oodles of time, hours and hours and hours. And it also explicitly states that you fail in what you're attempting at least once. So that way it's like if there were a guard around, you can't take 20. Whereas like if Sasha had stolen a chest, taken it home and was working on the lock, well, take 20. It means that you take the time to do the absolute best you can. Mm-hmm. But it's a way of speeding it up. Normally it doesn't come up in encounters unless, you've put the legwork in, you've put the prep in and blah, 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 blah.
All right, guys.
So you can take the 10 because this bit isn't under time pressure. And I'm also okay for you to... for both Azu and Hamid to take 10 to climb into the structure because, again, the rope's there, blah, blah, blah.
Hamid's terrible at climbing, but Azu can lift him quite a lot, far a lot away.
Basically, what I do is I lift Hamid up and just punt him a little bit.
And then, like, Sasha grabs him.
Totally fine.
Meanwhile, Grizzop.
Sorry, I'm just silhouetted in the moonlight.
Fan art on a postcard.
Meanwhile, Grizzop, you see a very sharp and like skilled response to that bell. The two who are on the gate don't move, but all of the other guards converge on that, immediately have a quick conversation. One goes off back around the other side, one goes back the other side, and one starts, you hear one of them say that they're going to be coming into the compound to work warehouse to warehouse.
Mm-hmm.
So they are definitely all coming back round. I'm not going to get a stealth check from you to go back across the compound. I explicitly said there was no one in the middle of the compound. You're fine.
Cool.
Okay, so once we're all inside...
you all reconvene outside the warehouse.
Hamid, how fast can you cast invisibility? If they turn up, can you do all of us at once?
No, I need a few seconds per person.
But you've all convened for the sake of simultaneousness.
If they're starting to search the warehouses, I'll just do it now on all of us. It'll last long enough, we'll get into the admin building.
Do we want to do... warehouse now or admin first?
Admin first.
Admin first.
Should we do admin first then?
Yeah.
Before we encounter the thing that is eating all that stabbed meat.
Remember, there's at least one person in that admin building, so be careful.
Session.
Not that much of a
spring-loaded
problem.
Spring-loaded wrist sheets.
Okay, I am going to get a stealth check from everyone to get to the admin building.
Yeah. We are
only one.
I think we should be invisible.
While we're doing this, I'm going to very quickly put my armour back on.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, and give your cloak back.
Oh, yeah.
Thankfully, actually, it's an agile breastplate. It specifically says they're much quicker to put on. Yeah.
Only cast invisibility on the three of you.
Into the microphone.
I agree.
Yeah. And then save one, and if I really need it, you can do it.
Yeah.
So, I need a spell
check. I cast
check.
Three invisibilities.
At this stage?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, like, we're moving through the compound, and they're moving through the compound.
I just want to confirm, in which case, don't roll a one.
I didn't.
Okay.
Yeah, we rolled two ones.
Sasha's going to sneak alongside them without the invisibility.
Your baseline is so high that you're actually meeting the DC. Actually, roll to see if you get a one.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah. 17.
No, you're fine. Yeah.
So I've got a lot.
You all make it to the admin building. What I would say is it was clearly a good call to go invisible at this stage. The guard who was coming in to sort of check warehouse to warehouse, the first thing they do is check in at the admin building as you're approaching. Like, oh, there's, unfortunately, the admin building's sort of in the middle, so there is a decent distance to the warehouses. You wait near the nearest warehouse, you see them go in, you see the lights go on in the admin building, and then you see that guard head off towards the warehouse that is closest to where the bell went. Mm. And then they disappear off.
Completely innocent question.
Uh-huh.
If you're invisible, I know it ends if you attack, but uh-huh. Can you coup de grace people out of invisibility? Because they're completely unaware.
At the
no,
time,
they're not helpless.
Right, they have to be helpless.
Yeah. Sure. If they were asleep, how it would play out...
That would be a problem.
Don't ask me how I know this. I shan't... Yeah. If they're asleep, your invisibility is persisted right up until the action is complete, and then it...
Sure.
Thingies.
But if they're asleep, I could coup de grace them anyway, really.
Uh-huh.
If they weren't awake.
Yeah, it's... Okay. So it's yeah.
That's good to know.
All right, so...
To clarify, that's one where it's the equivalent of, like, slitting a person's throat. It's where...
Yeah, no, I've done stealth missions in Skyrim. I know how
to do that. Oh, okay.
I didn't know what it meant until people explained.
Oh.
In this system, it's like a guaranteed critical plus max damage and blah, blah, blah.
It's basically, you really should kill this person in one hit.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
If you don't,
the only time you don't is it's because, like, oh, no, they're important.
Oh, they're a lich.
Well, now
what
I know.
What are the odds?
Yeah.
So you all make it towards the administration building without incident. There is now clearly someone awake and moving around within the administration building. That's all you can tell from here.
We've still got a few minutes of invisibility left.
Can you make him sleep?
I can try.
Oh, can you unlock the door first?
Yep,
sure. Give me a disabled device.
Only a 5, but plus... Where is it?
It's been a while.
Oh, because it's not with use magic device. that is plus 8. Right, yeah, so only 13.
Only 13?
No.
No, 14. She doesn't have 14 in diplomacy.
Yeah, it's your disguise, yeah. Which is 8. Your disabled device is 14.
So 19.
19, okay, 19, yeah. You managed to undo the lock.
Mm-hmm.
The lock's decent. Mm-hmm. They've invested money, the lock's clearly decent here.
Oh dear.
But
all
yeah,
right.
You managed to unlock back or front door. You have full run of the exterior, so which would you prefer?
Well, how do we know which is the back and which is the front if it's a big square building?
So the front one has...
It's all glamorous. It's got red carpet. So, there's sphinxes. They are scriddles.
The front one has almost...
It's a little bower.
Almost
lovely
a
trees.
Porch How looking
really
thing.
Put the effort
It has
in?
An extended in like front section.
Climbing
and it has
roses.
An airlocked porch where it has the two doors. The back is the one that had sheds. Hmm. And it has a ground floor door. And most of the stuff is forward facing. By which I mean at the back there's no windows, for instance.
Probably the back then, right?
Just go in the back.
You go by the shed where they'd been storing the meat.
Mm.
It's still basically full.
Okay.
It's not locked, but it is very clear it's full of, like, it doesn't even seem to be specific types of meat. It is probably offcuts and stuff, but they've had a full shipment in today and their store is full, so the only conclusion you can take is that they have that entire shipment has gone out and they are still have like a day in reserve, let's say. So there's a lot of meat getting eaten.
Okay.
You manage to make it inside.
Yep.
You find yourself in a very boring and mundane, non-sinister corridor. There's doors off to either side.
Check
and you can
magic.
See a staircase at the very far end.
Mm. Check for traps.
Yeah.
I cast detect magic.
You detect no magic.
Check for traps. Which I think is disabled device?
Yes.
Again?
No, okay. Sorry, it's a perception check, but you'll get bonuses.
Okay, so that's 16 plus... Where is my perception? Oh, yeah. So that's 28.
28. There are no traps in the region that you're in.
Detect evil.
Detect evil?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Ooh.
What's the range on Detect Evil?
30 foot, I think.
30 foot? You detect no evil. So clearly the compound's good.
No, no, do not trust this.
I was thinking about lots of meat, warehouses, zombies.
Do we want to try and take down the guy that's in the building before the invisibility wears off?
Yes, sleep. Yes. Make him sleep.
Well, we have to find him first.
Okay. Everyone give me a perception check.
Cool. I'm walking around now with my arrow knocked.
I'm going to assume, unless anyone says otherwise, that you are combat ready.
Got
now.
Me dagger out.
The second
lovely.
That this started, you
Absolutely.
Are all combat ready.
15 perception.
Uh-huh. 24.
19.
8.
24. You can just about hear someone's padding around upstairs. Your guess is second floor, not first floor. It's only got 4 floors total. You reckon there's someone padding around on the second floor. You can't hear anyone else. The rest of you, you can't pinpoint. You can hear someone, but you can't pinpoint where they are.
So there are at least 2 people.
No. Okay, he can Grizzop, you can only hear one, and the rest of you, you can hear one person, but like pinpointing is quite difficult.
Up on the second floor.
All right.
Sasha, you have to lead, because the rest of us can only see you.
Oh, right, yeah, sure. she goes up to the second floor incredibly sneakily.
Okay. Can I get a stealth check from everyone?
God.
A lot of stealth checks in this one.
I think that's a minus something.
So
No, you rolled 10. Your bonus is -4. You're getting +20 from the invisibility spell.
Oh, am I?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. That's a lot better.
Fine. I rolled a 17. So.
What do people roll is what I need to know.
17.
17.
14.
30.
10.
You rolled 30. Very
impressive.
Oh,
no, I rolled 11.
It's fine. I'm playing with you. Yeah, you're all fine. You all managed to make it up to the second floor. Mm-hmm. The first floor seemed to be mostly sort of secretarial offices. Weirdly, it looks like the building was made to have a lot of administration staff and no one is there. And a lot of desks, a lot of like typewriters and so on, all set up, but they are all sheeted, like dust sheeted. So the entire first floor has been dust sheeted. You make it up to the second floor and you find even more of the same. So the second floor is also what is... It seems to be offices, whereas the bottom was more of a typing pool situation. This one is more a series of closed offices. And in one corner office with the lights on, all of the lights are on this floor, you can see someone is working at a desk, but they keep poking their head up because obviously like they've been warned that stuff's going on. But they are sort of working, then they'll look up to inside, keep working a bit, look out.
Because hopefully Sasha would know enough. Like, so if she's asking, can you make him sleep? Hamid would tell her if it was impossible, right?
Yes.
Right. So it is possible.
It is possible for him to make this person sleep. I can answer that metagame.
So the thing is sleep doesn't work on enemies or people who are high level.
Right.
It just flat out fails.
So basically,
we have no way to know what level this person is.
If they're plot relevant, they'll probably stay awake.
If they're low enough level for the spell to work at all, they still get a saving throw.
Sleep is effectively a defeat grump spell.
Yeah. Like, what I was going to cast it on was the dogs. Like, it would have been pretty good against the dogs. Because the dogs probably only have 1 or 2 hit dice.
Right.
So I could probably make 2 of them sleep. And they will have very low will saves.
Yeah, yeah.
But... Here we are. Anyway, so once we get to the stairwell, once we can see the office, I'll say, Sasha, stay here. Grizzop, stay with me. And I'm going to start just putting my hand out.
Okay.
So just be near me in case it fails, because it'll drop my invisibility.
Okay.
We're going to move to the door. The door went to his office now.
Don't we get Sasha there to get the drop on him, because I'm not going to down him in one.
I'm not invisible.
You're really good.
I could down him in one.
Get all down in one.
Oh.
Worth spelling out? I can't believe I'm doing this. Sleep has a verbal and somatic component, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So it will...
But I can do that quietly. Like, it's not...
They will know if the spell fails, but it won't be heard outside
You'd
of the
have
building.
To be like, no. Shh! By the power of the
That's kind of what I'm getting at. Is,
The louder you do it, the more likely it is to succeed!
verbal components can be muttered. They can't be inaudible.
Yeah, that's fine, fine.
I feel quite bad about sneaking up to this person and slitting their throat. But
the way the system works, we just have to get rid of their hit points and then stabilise them, and then we'll tie them up and gag them.
Yeah, you can do it non-lethally.
Alright, I could slit their throat non-lethally. Alright, let's do that.
Everyone
technically, yes!
Everyone get ready. I don't need to be too close, but I do need to be able to see them. I cast sleep.
Okay. What's the will save on this one? Or is it just based on hit dice?
So if they have 4 or fewer hit dice, the will save is 16. He's rolling the dice, guys.
Yay, that's a good sign.
Bang. Yay! Face plant. They're drooling a little bit on their paperwork.
Hamid is no longer invisible.
Okay.
But it was completely
still
flawless.
Very small.
All right, quick.
Well done, Hamid.
Search the office.
What was he writing? I assume it's in Arabic.
I read it.
So the paperwork is an incident report. Suspected intruder, filling in an incident report, request additional inspection come morning. It's a standard form of something might have happened, but unconfirmed.
Yeah. I add to the form in really obviously different writing. Nothing happened!
We're fine
it's
here.
It's totally fine.
We're fine here. How are you?
Don't worry. How are you?
How long does sleep last? Do we need to tie him up?
6 minutes.
Okay,
I'm going to tie him up.
Tie him up and gag him.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
yeah.
Hide him as well. Yeah, yeah. So they won't find him.
Okay, let's you do the tying cupboard. And gagging, and I'll shove them in a cupboard.
Yeah.
Broom cupboard, job done, there is now.
Teamwork!
Cool.
Yeah.
There are also all of those sheets.
Oh, yeah.
A ghost! Kill it!
I mean, under the table.
A ghost! A ghost!
Right.
You successfully tie up the person and put them in a cupboard. You now have apparently the run of the administration building.
I guess we start searching the administration building.
Inspect building.
Yeah.
Yes.
For like...
I
shipping records! Forensic accountancy!
Yay! This is genuinely what Bertie was best qualified for.
Oh, he'd have never got in here, though.
All his languages and his ultimate legal
knowledge. I don't
know,
he's more about hostile takeovers.
I've acquired Crank Industries. Now let me in.
So, because there's so many of you, I can do it this way. Can everyone just give me a perception check to spot things in the building?
17.
17.
18.
18. 15. 15. 20. Okay, nice. You all fell within a very helpful band for me. So thank you for that.
Above 15 is all good.
So, I am going to give a general, then a specific. The general is, this place was made for a lot of people. A lot more people than are here. So, you know, there's the typing pool, there's the offices. In the top you see there seems to be like temporary bunk space and other stuff. This was a 24-hour operation of thousands of people. Everything seems closed up apart from the floor that the gentleman was working on. And you start pouring through records. There doesn't appear to be any traps in the administration building or anything like that. You find that there are records in the basement. However, most of them are written in some kind of cipher. If anyone wants to take the time, you have the time to do a check to see if they can break it. That's fine. It'd be a linguistics check. Otherwise, it's just ciphered records. In terms of the things that are actually on the...
Is there a photocopier around?
There's not. I'm really sorry.
Can we just nick a few?
Yeah.
Just
take what you want.
Yeah.
We've got, as we've discovered, excessive bags of holding.
Sure. Yeah. Add excessive evidence to your your party inventory. In terms of the level that was manned, what you do find in that person's desk is some HR forms, and it looks like they have laid off almost the entire workforce, and anyone who was left has been relocated to a different branch.
I'm getting super strong deja vu. Is this like the whole Mr. Ceiling thing all over again?
Or does anybody want to bet on biomechanical zombie simulacra?
Yep, that's absolutely what's happening.
All of the employees in this company were goblins. All of them. Apart from, bizarrely, the ones who you've been seeing now.
Mm-hmm. So, and now they're all humans, right?
100% of the workforce.
I would like to have to roll to try and break the cipher. I don't think I'm going to be very good at it, but I don't know if
give a linguistics check. Unfortunately, with ciphers, it's either yes or no.
Yeah. Yeah, I rolled a 6.
Nah,
so
like
10 total.
You.
Is there, and we can ask Grizzop, like, rather than having any sort of knowledge species, something about goblins and humans that makes humans easier to turn into zombies or into biomechanical cyber things?
Give me a knowledge
goblins.
Religion. You could answer this technically. I'd also allow knowledge arcana if anyone has it.
Oh, yeah.
That's a 23 from me on religion.
I still can't roll above a 10 today.
Sorry, 22. 22?
Knowledge Arcana, 22.
22? No. Once something is a sentient race...
Meat is meat.
Yeah.
Oh no, I've got to end on that, haven't I?
I mean, yeah, you did have a shipment of meat to a spooky location. Yes.
There's nothing meat cute about this.
Yeah, in which case then we will end the episode on meat is meat, I guess.
Silk doesn't something the butcher's meat.
We get very, very weird and cross.
Join us next week for more exciting tales of forensic accountancy.
Bye.
Rusty Quill Gaming is a podcast distributed by RustyQuill.com and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial International License. Today's episode was recorded and produced by Alexander J. Newell. To comment on episodes, make donations, and view links, images, videos, and show notes, visit RustyQuill.com. Rate and review us on iTunes. Visit us on Facebook. Tweet us on Twitter at TheRustyQuill or email us at mail@RustyQuill.com. Thanks for listening.
Pretending to be me.
Hi, Alex.
It's true. That's very accurate.
Oh, I'm so Alex. It's me, oh, Alex. It's
but there is a big difference between my voice and Martin's voice, you see. Because I'm here and then Martin's here.
It's just more trembly.
Just a little bit more.
This is like how my master of acting with Elias, where I'm here and Elias is here.
Yes.